Willard from CJMQ 88.9 FM. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. It's Marie-Claude Bibeau speaking.
Hello. So my name is Joshua Bullard. I am an independent journalist working on behalf of the Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ 88.9. I would like to thank you for giving me the time today to do this interview with you. Before we begin, I would like to mention that this is a live pre-recording, which will be played on air later and published via article. Before we start, do you have any questions?
No, but it's live without being live, so if you're allowed to reorganize the tape if I'm not, if it's not, you know, as can
yes, as yes, it should be. Yes, of course, of course, of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, are you ready to begin?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, for the first question, Madame Bibeau, I would like to welcome you first to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Can I ask, how are you enjoying your roughly now first 200 days on the job as mayor of Sherbrooke?
I love it. It's a lot of work, obviously, but this is a job that I wanted, and I thank the population of Sherbrooke and Lennoxville for the trust they have put in me. And I'm working extremely hard to deserve this.
So on June 6th, we are celebrating Community Radio Day. To kick things off, what does community radio mean to you personally? When you turn on a local station like ours, is there a unique feeling that you get that you just cannot find on a massive corporate playlist or a streaming algorithm?
Well, we feel like home. We can recognize voices. We hear about our community. So it's always a special feeling because we can hear friends talking about, you know, the local museum or local activity. So it's also, so yeah, it's closer to our real life.
So CJMQ 88.9 FM has just officially been admitted to the city's Programme de soutien aux médias communautaires. The framework of this program explicitly states on the website that community media are engines for democracy, local expression, and social ties. Just last week, your administration presented a new economic orientation for Sherbrooke, shifting from geographic silos to specialized project offices to tackle commercial vacancy and support local businesses. How do you see Comedia Media acting as the boots-on-the-ground communication network to help mobilize our local organizations and revitalize our neighborhoods under this new vision?
It's a good example because we have different approaches in different boroughs. For example, if you're in Lennoxville or if you're in Bromptonville, Fleurimont, or Rock Forest, the dynamic are different. So in some, you can feel the community is, you know, they're closer together. It's stronger. In another, it will be more, you know, about the businesses, the restaurants. They will work together, but there's not necessarily a community, a citizen relation that is close. So we're doing differently through our team at Sherbrooke Innovante. Instead of having one person working with one community and finding that, you know, the one area has one strength and having another that is weaker, now the team at Sherbrooke Innovante will be able to support each and every community in different, for example, through the commercial side, through the neighborhood, bringing the neighbors together. So this is the idea that we want, you know, to strengthen the different communities on different level.
Madame la Mairesse, are you truly aware of how challenging, expensive, and precarious it is to operate an authentic nonprofit community station in 2026? Do you agree that it seems government frameworks consistently prioritize corporate media that puts profits before people, while independent, volunteer-driven stations seem to be left to scramble. What are your comments on this?
Yes, I know that having been your local MP for almost 10 years and having had this conversation many, many times and put in place some programs to support the salaries of journalism, but not necessarily applying to radio. And I know this is some battles that I've tried. yes, I'm aware, and this is why I'm happy that I know it's not significant financial support, but still, I'm very proud that the municipality of Purbrook has included you recently in our support, in our program to support community organizations. So that's great. But I know what it is to manage a community, an NGO, as I've done that for the museum, years ago, but still. So I can understand how hard it is and see, you know, how we can support you in different ways and keep advocating for you, because it is extremely important to have this local, genuine or contact or communication relation within the community. And I would say that CGMQ has this particular strength, that you speak to the English-speaking community, and you don't have that many channels of communication outside Montreal that can talk about, you know, what it is to live in regions of Quebec. You know, living in the eastern townships, it's not the same reality as living downtown Montreal. So you have a particular importance or distinction as any other radio in Montreal, for example.
In your opinion, moving forward, how do you see the city and admitted community media to the beneficial program like CJMQ continuing to collaborate to ensure that our local culture, our community organizations, and our neighborhood successes always have a permanent voice right here in the city?
Well, you, as I said, and you mentioned it right in the beginning, you are included and recognized within our community organization program, and I'll be more than happy to join forces with you to advocate to the Quebec and Canadian government to have you recognized and supported at the upper government level, because it's getting closer to the federal level responsibilities. And we'll keep supporting you through our NGOs or community organization support through the municipality as well.